Okay, we are on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. And we are by Amsa de Mar Shmuel. How do we find this? Taisis Inhu, the Inhu, go across, go down two lines. Amsa de Mar Shmuel Ishtaboy. Shmuel's Shivcha Knanis got captured. Parku Lishum Hamasa. They redeemed her so she continued working, meaning she got captured by some guy, and some good people went and redeemed her, and they had in mind she should continue to be a shivcha. What? Well, let's give the Gemara a chance. The Shadrulay, and they sent him the following message to Shmuel. The Shogulay, and they sent him the following message along with the shivcha. Anan Kerb Shimagam Yosrielam. We hold that we redeem her, right? We hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel held, according to, they thought it was before Yish. So even if we would have redeemed the L'Shem ben Chayrin, it would go back to work for you anyway. That's what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said. Again, we're going with that bias of Shat. Right? At Inamik Rabbanon Sirloch. Even if you hold like Rabbanon, and therefore, if we redeemed the L'Shem ben Chayrin, she would go free. And what we want you to know, L'shem Anan, L'shem Amhasa Perkinu L'Nahala. We redeemed her to be an Shevcha. Meaning they're sending him a message. Don't worry that you're keeping her Shlokedim. Because we covered our bases. This is before, they assumed it was before Yish. And since it was before Yish, therefore, the Shevcha is not free. Except if they redeem her L'shem Ben Chayrin, Bas Chayrin, Rabbanon hold, that they wouldn't redeem her if they wouldn't free her. So therefore they made a takana that she goes free. Shimon Gamliel held no such takana. So they wrote him like this. We personally hold that it makes no difference what our kavana was. You get her back anyway. But you might hold like Rabbanon. And you might say if we redeemed the L'shem Bas Chayrin, you have no right to work with her. Well, we will let you know that we did it L'shem Shimcha. And therefore you can definitely work with her. No problems. You can keep on working with her. That was the message they sent Shmuel. Dr. Gemara, he's the one that said that even if you redeem the Shivcha for a Bas Chayrin, if it's before Yish, she goes back to her first master.
You're not worried about the Takana?
Because the Rabbana made a Takana, because people won't redeem Avadim. He wasn't worried about that.
Not the Takana of that day.
Again, we're going before Yish. Rabbi is shot. The Takana you're talking about is after Yish.
He's talking about Chizkiyah.
He's talking about Chizkiyah. We're not talking about Chizkiyah now. Zog to Gemara, v'inu sarva lefnei Yish hava. They were assuming there was no Yish. But v'lohi, l'acha Yish hava. Shmuel had given up hope already. And therefore, since acha Yish, right? Acha Yish, for sure, Shmuel doesn't get her back. Right. So, Shmuel, not only didn't he work with her, he didn't even need her to have a star shechver. Shmuel l'tamei, damer Shmuel amavkar avdai, yatsa l'cheres, v'ein tzarech get shechver. Because this is going like Abaya. Abaya learned that after Yish, there's nothing to talk about. She goes free. He didn't learn, like Rava's pshat, that after Yish, she still works because to the second master who buys her from the captor. That's not what I held. He held after Yish, she goes free. So therefore, Shmuel wrote and said it's after Yish. Now, usually, Yish only takes off the monetary part, but she still needs to get shechver. Shmuel holds that once you're mavker, you're eved, the money goes off, everything goes off. That's what Shmuel learned. He learned it from a pasuk, Shenemar. The chol eved ish miknas kesef. Every eved of a man bought by money. And the question is, eved ish v'la eved isha? Why does it say v'chol eved ish? V'chol eved miknas kesef. Tell me, eved sheyesh l'lushus l'rabi olav kari eved, shein l'lushus l'rabi olav ein kari eved. A slave that the master controls monetarily is a slave. Once you're no longer his ish, you're no longer his boss monetarily, all the Isurim go off as well. I mentioned this machloikis a number of times already. There's a machloikis between Rav Yechanan and Shmuel, and between Rav and Shmuel, Rav and Rav Yechanan are the same shita. If you mafku your Eved, does he still need a get shichur? Rav Yechanan said yes, Rav says yes, Shmuel said no. So, according to Rav Yechanan and Rav, even if Shmuel holds that after years, right, she doesn't work anymore for anybody, but still she would need a get shichur. But Shmuel is of the opinion that once the money is off, the Yisurim go off automatically. And he derives it from a pasuk. The Chol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef. It's only if there's a control over him. Since by after Hefker, there's no control over that Eved. Therefore, Shmuel felt she doesn't even need a get shichur. So let me again recap. Shmuel holds like Abaya that the whole Mishnah is talking about Lefnei Yish. But La'achar Yish, there is no question she goes free. Unlike Rava, who says that after years, according to the Rabbanon, she belongs to the second master if they did it L'Shem Avdus. And according to Shimon Gamliel, even if they did it L'Shem Ben Chayrin, she belongs to the first master because of the Takan of Chizkiya. Shmuel doesn't hold to that. He holds after years, she's free. Now, the question is, how free is she? So, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan would say, she's free, but she needs to get Shichur. And Shmuel says, once the money is off, the Yisurim are up as well. So Shmuel holds like a Bayim shot in the Mishnah. Therefore, after years she holds, there's nothing to talk about. She goes free no matter what they redeemed her for. Because the minute the first owner was Miyayish, he does not agree that the guy owns Ma'is Yedayim, which he sells to the second Yid. She goes free. And therefore, according to Shmuel, she doesn't even need a get shechur. Rashi.
Rabbi?
Don't Rashi.
Can I ask a question real quick?
You sure can.
We probably had this in a different mesecta, but how would the owner of a shifra manifested yush or lack of yush? Would it require him just no longer chasing, or would it require a declaration, or
Basti,
what?
He says to people, I lost my heaven. It's gone. He expresses an acceptance, a resignation to the facts at hand.
It seems to me that it's different from losing a coin, because his servants would have been well known, and he might hold out hope that they're going to turn up somewhere.
And then someone he wasn't me.
But
yeah, really depends on the circumstance. Like yesterday I said I lost my wallet. My daughter lost her wallet. Right? So I told somebody I just took a $300 loss. That's yish. I said, I just lost my money. I expressed a resignation. I didn't think I would ever find it. I expressed. I didn't make an official announcement. I'm hereby miyayish. I resigned myself to the fact that it's a lost item. It depends on circumstance. Some people resign themselves faster, some people slower, some people think everybody resigns themselves to. The Mishnah says if something gets flooded away, everybody gives up on it.
Yes.
Right? That's right. Rabbi Cole mentioned yesterday.
No. Baruch Moshe said it.
Baruch Moshe meant it yesterday.
All
I'm sorry.
Was that I had the same
thought. Okay, I'm glad it was Rabbi Klein. Right? And some things, people will never be Irish. It depends. Now, on Eved, maybe years is a slower process, a faster process. Where the pirates are, where who took her, where they, there's a lot of circumstances to go there. Shmuel gave up. This is the fact. He gave up. He was honest with him. He said,
it seems
I gave
to me
up.
There, okay.
Rashi.
So he manifested itself somehow. Okay.
Yeah, he expressed, he went into shul that morning, said, Rabbi, I lost the shivcha.
No, I was just wondering if he had replaced it and given its bed to somebody else. And
I don't know. You're asking me whether thought is enough or does he have to say something.
That's
I was
right.
always under the impression that he expresses, not an official announcement of a yish, but an expression of I give up. I gave up. I lost it.
Right.
Maybe moving on, getting another shifcha would be the same kind of a thing. I don't know.
But how do we know it was L'Shem Avdus?
They wrote him a letter. They did it L'Shem Avdus. They were trying to tell him that the Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We took care of that.
By
redeeming it, l'shem
avdus.
Again, they assumed that he was not miyayish.
And even if it's l'shem,
according to Abaya, after years, there's nothing to talk about.
Sai, Ben Chorin.
Exactly. That's what Abaya said. The mission is only lived their years.
Yeah. We never had Abaya really talking about Achayish.
Well, you're right, but you're not right. Meaning, Abaya never said it in the favor.
Right.
But when the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara said, if it's Lefnei Yish, she's for sure the Evet's still an Evet. If it's Lacha Yish, he should be free. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Came along Abaya and said, really, the Mishnah is before Yish. That's saying that after Yish, you're right, he's free. By Abaya saying.
I know, Rabbi, but I'm saying.
So you know, so why are you asking?
It doesn't matter, because at this point I'm stressing, and it would be even if he's doing it.
But isn't that what Abaya is saying?
It doesn't make absolutely.
Isn't that what he's saying? The Gemara asked the question.
I know that.
So then why are you asking?
It's been clear for all the other students.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Thank you for clarifying it. Anybody understand what he's saying? I'm happy. Thank you for clarifying. But you're right. Abai never said those words. But by answering the question, Loyal of Neyish, he's saying, you're right after Yish. There's nothing to talk about. She's free. If not, why did he answer it of Neyish? Why didn't he give Rava's answer? Nothing about that. I didn't do Rashi.
It doesn't matter when the Yish came. Was it at? Is it better right away, or is it after the captors took it?
Well, obviously, he took it after the captors took it. Why would he even be Yish if the captors never took her? So yes, I mentioned this yesterday as well. Normally, Yish only works if it happened before somebody picked it up.
Right.
But here, I said the Bnei Yeshua speaks out that Rashi holds Yish by an Evet is Hefker. And Hefker works regardless of when it was done. That's the place who was Yisrael and Rashi.
How did Shmuel take care of Leila and Tavoid? He's over that?
She's gone!
He had no choice. I mean, it wasn't like he had. It doesn't seem that.
It was reality. Some pirate, I don't know, Blackbeard, I think he's a famous pirate. I forgot his name, whatever his name is. He captured her.
Willie Stargell.
Willie Stargell, the pirate.
Yeah, he was a pirate.
What?
Yeah.
He was
a pitcher for the pirates.
Oh.
You're
not a pitcher.
Come on, if you're going to say it right, he's an outfielder. He's a pitcher, yes, maybe in a different life.
Oh, my God. I'm from
big, you big.
Okay. Anyway, he was a pirate. Took her away. So Shmuel was a realist. But he goes, oh, I don't have to be Irish. He gave up. That's a fact. He didn't free her. Reality said she's gone. Rashi. Don't Rashi ask the Lecheris? We did that already. Where is it? They thought Shmuel was not Miyayish. Yish have a Hefker. See, notice this, Rashi? Yish have a Hefker. This is what Yeshua says. Rashi's telling me Yish and Avadim is Hefker. By other things, it's not Hefker. Only in Avadim and Karka, Rashi holds Yish is Hefker. Why? There's a whole complicated fact. Ish Yisrehu, it's an extra word in the pasuk. V'chol Evet Ish Miknas Kesef. It should have said V'chol Evet Miknas Kesef. Zok Shmuel, Ish is to tell me only if you control the Evet is it an Evet. The minute you lost control over the monetary, automatically the Isser goes off. That's Shmuel's opinion. Rav and Rabbi Yechon disagree. They say money goes off, the issur remains, has to be removed through a shechler. I'm saying the Abba Bar Zutra Ishtaboy. The maid servants of Rab Abba Bar Zutra got captured. Parkyahu Tarmidoy Lushumitza. So this man from Tarmud, a guy, redeemed her from the pirates, from the captors, from the kidnappers, to marry her. He decided to marry her. Here's a nice captive. He obviously liked her looks. He said, I'm going to marry her. Went to the guy, how much do I pay for this slave of yours? Sold it to him. Now he was going to marry her. And she's a Shifcha Knanis. She's Chayiv in Mitzvahs. And here she is stuck with a guy as your husband now. Shokulei, l'didei. So they sent a letter to Abba Bar Zutra. Iyos Avdas, if you want to do the right thing, Shadulei get to the Harusa. Send her a star shechur. Free her. Frank the Gemara.
How can
it be? Let's write her a star shechur.
It doesn't belong to her.
What do you mean? That's why it doesn't belong to him. He took him. Hey, listen, does that mean legally? He wasn't Miyayish yet.
That makes her Jewish.
What?
That makes her Jewish.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see. The Gemara's going to... We're middle of a story. We're midstream. In fact, the Gemara Hechidami. What was the case? In the Matzi Parkula, if people were able to redeem her from this husband... They could go pay him off to let her go. I'm going to get to the Harusa. Why bother freeing her? Just go to the guy and say, listen, I know you'd like to marry this woman. She's Jewish. Can you, like, please, like, it's not good for her religion. Can we pay you off? Either way, Machi Parkway. And if he's not going to sell her for any amount, it's his wife. Kishad Lagit the Harusa Mayavi. So what do you help us writing Shtar Shikra? What is the Shtar Shikra going to accomplish? To get her out of the guy is going to cost cash. Will it work? Do it. If it won't work, so why bother freeing her? She's not any better off being a complete Jew than being a Shifcha Knanis. She's stuck with this guy as her husband. And not better, for sure. I don't know if it's worse. But not better. And for the Gemara, Lila, the Masi Parkula. They could redeem her. But it's hard to raise money because she's a Shifcha. So they say, free her, and then we can go around making a campaign. Free the Jewish captive who's stuck by a Geisha husband. Whereas if she's a Shifcha Knanis, people don't open their pockets that wide. The Kiva, the Meshadah, like into the Harusa, Chabura Mechbri Adadi Aparkilo. This was a practical thing. They wrote him a letter saying, listen, we need to raise money. We need money. It's easier to raise money if she's free. So free her. And he's allowed to do that. I said, Isser to free, Baruch Meitsch is going to ask me in a second, is it Isser to free an Eved? Here it says, this is considered a Tzairach Gledl. And Rebald is considered a Tzairach Gledl, you're allowed to free an Eved, as we will see as the Gemara progresses. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tarmidor, Ovikachavim, Hoyim, Tarmud. He was a guy, Tarmud is a country. He was a guy who came from Tarmud. Shokul in the day of Rabbi, the Masi Parkala, Shavikachavim, right till the seat of Adamim. He's willing to give up his wife for money. Lama to give to the Harusa. Yivdula, the Shem Avdus. Redeemer, let her remain a Shivcha. My Havi, Hari Kavushi Yibetach Yad, Eved Kacham. She's stuck with the Gaisha husband. Chabura Mechber Bnei Eir Adadi, Uparkula, they will redeem her. But the Shem Avdus, Lohi writes in Livdaisula. The last letter of Shem Gamliel. They don't agree that people spend money for a Shivcha. The fact on the ground was they couldn't get the money together. They wrote him a letter saying, listen, Reb Shimon Gamliel says we can get money, but we can't. So do me a favor, free her so we can redeem her. They meant the same Shemayim. Here are these Jews, they see this woman who's not allowed to live with the guy, stuck with the guy's husband. Pidgin Shvuyim. It's like the ladies that wander off in Arab villages and end up marrying an Arab. Pidgin Shvuyim. Yad Lachem. Lev Lachem, whatever organization you're for. Right? They save these women. Okay, so this was this Lev Lachem needed money. And they couldn't get money. So they said, free her, we'll get money. It was a L'shem Shemayim group of people who wanted to save him from being married to a guy.
So according to Shimon Gamliel, would not allow him to
be? According to Shimon Gamliel, he says it's not true. You can raise money for an effort. That's what he says.
You're not allowed to be B'shachar, according to him.
Well, again, they should raise the money. They said, that.
Bottom line, are you allowed to be Mishaka or not?
If it's going to save her from being with a guy, yes.
According to Shimon Gamliel?
If it's going to save her with being with a guy, yes. He just holds there's no reason for that because people give money for an avid also. He's saying a general rule. People will give money to free avid just like a free person. Therefore, there's no reason for us to intervene. Let halacha take its course. And they couldn't raise the money. Now, Rashi points out they didn't hold her for Shimon Gamliel.
Yeah, exactly. According to Shimon Gamliel, we're allowed to do this.
Again.
It sounds like.
Rashi says they don't hold like Shimon Gamliel. Maybe if they held like Shimon Gamliel, they would work harder to raise money for a Shivcha. He would say, get it together. Rashi doesn't say that Shimon Gamliel would agree here. He's saying they didn't hold like Shimon Gamliel.
It's almost like a harama in a way. You're doing something to make this situation different.
You want to save this woman from a guy. You know, we're not playing around here. We're talking about serious business. This lady's stuck with the shagas. He holds, raise money for the shivcha. There's no reason for us to make this takana. It's a takana. The question is reality. Can you raise money for it or not? Jim Gamil says yes. Rabbanan say no. They felt no. They felt no. Now, Rishon Gamliel would say, try harder. I don't know. Do a Raise It campaign, a charity campaign. I don't know.
Yeah, so some people look at that and say, what am I giving to?
Again,
yeah, right. Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? This is the Machlokes Rabbanan and Rishon Gamliel. Yeah. And if Rashi wouldn't have said it, I would say Rishon Gamliel agrees here. But Rashi says he doesn't. Because he holds, they could raise the money without the Shar Shechur. But they didn't hold it from Shimon Gamliel. Therefore, they had it. They can make their life simpler, get him free, and we'll raise the money.
The halachic ramification between Shimon Gamliel and
correct
is doing Shechur. That's the halachic.
The halachic ramification is how hard do we make them raise money?
I'm not doing Shechur.
Well, that's going to make it easier to raise money.
Yes.
We're talking about a Shivka Gnadas. Where did you get a Gnadas from? Where did Gnadas come from?
Are we talking about
Shivka
Gnadas?
Yes.
A Shivka Gnadas has the same mitzvahs as a woman?
Yes.
The only difference is, I just want to clarify for myself, the only difference is that her master can make her be with another man.
She said, Shivka Gnadas, you're talking about an Evan Ivry, I'm a Bria. I'm not talking about Jewish. This is a Geisha lady that you bought as an Evan Kanani. The woman version of Evan Kanani. She becomes a cook in your kitchen forever and ever, and she keeps all the mitzvahs of a lady, but she can't marry a Jewish man.
That's the only difference.
Well, usually the difference is an Evan's not chayvin mitzvahs than a woman is not chayvin, but she's a woman anyway.
Right.
So the Navkamina is only marriage.
That's all.
That's a pretty big difference.
It's
a pretty big difference. She doesn't have marriage. She lives with an Eva Kanani, but it's not a marriage.
Right.
A Shivcha Kanani is not capable of marriage. It's living together.
She knows that. She's not mitzvah to stay with one.
Not even mitzvah to stay with one. Correct. That's what the Gemara said. Shchichale, pritzale, zilale. That it early in the Masechta. The life of an Eva is a very loose life. There's no formal marriage.
It's a major difference. Once you become a Jew.
They produce avadim. That's what they do. Avadim and shivchas produce more avadim and more shivchas. And they belong to the owner. I don't want to be turning anybody off here, but they're like, you own them, it's chattel. Chattel. Yeah, but they are,
criminals.
Not all of them, but there's definitely a tendency that they feel wrong. You know, instead of making Black Lives Matter, they make Evan Lives Matter. I don't know.
They're very good. They're very hard workers.
That's the
Mexican.
That's the
Mexican. So they're the Mexicans.
Again, we're not discussing now. Imagine when Mashiach comes, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that every year that we're tzitzis, they're going to be for every corner, 10 people from every nation grabbing onto his tzitza. That means every yid is going to have 2,800 of them. That's a start. So the mele, you'll pick your whoever you want to work for you. I don't know. They'll become Evan Kanani. You'll pick whoever you want. You'll get around. You'll figure out who you want.
Won't be Gezel anymore.
Why Gezel?
Because
Again, that's your business decision if you want them or not. He'll be able to sit and learn in Kai. Rabbi Cohen will be sitting and learning in Kai all day. And he won't have to worry about his huge business. All his employees will be taken care of, and they'll sit and learn all day.
Can they do IT stuff now?
Well, everyone has to be a comedian over there.
Yeah, I wonder where they got it from. Right. No money would buy her out. This guy was not selling his wife for any amount. You know, usually you say, just raise the price. Obviously, this guy didn't need the money. He was happy with his wife. There was no way to redeem her. So why did they ask for the Shah Shechrin? Even if Shadla get to the Harus to Mitzvah, pay him Ifritla. What happens is, if he sends a Shah Shechrin, she becomes Jewish. She becomes Jewish. He says, who wants to be married to a Jew? This guy, in a way, he wants to be married to a Jewish lady. It's one thing to be married to a Shifcha, it's fine, but a Jewish lady? No way. So by freeing her and making her Jewish, he'll get rid of her. He'll be willing to accept money. Who wants to be married to a Jew? Frekti Gemara v'amamar, chavivu lehem behemtim sheyisro yoysim in sheyseyim. Goyim would rather commit bestiality with a Jew's animal rather than live with their Goyish wife. That means Goyim have a special desire for things Jewish. So why in the world, if he hears she's Jewish, is he going to get rid of her? Adarabba. He'll be all proud that he has a Jewish wife. Privately, they all want things Jewish. Publicly, they'll be embarrassed to be married to a Jew. So this was a public shichur. They announced, lady here is a Jew. So automatically, he's going to have to get rid of her because he's going to, not his friends will make fun of him that he's married to a Jewish lady. They'd all like to be married to Jewish ladies. Yeah, but they all like to be married to Jewish ladies and nobody should know about it. Rashi, Misli Bapé, can I just finish Rashi? Misli Bapé, Mishigala Lakom, Shishivchas Yisrael Haisa. It'll reveal to everybody that she was Shishivchas Yisrael. Mafrikla, nice to be Pijayna. He'll give her away for an amount of money. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
What was she, when she was under his
offices?
What was she have? She had a
regular Goyish. She's a Shivcha Kanana. She can't lose. Once the woman was Makabel Mitzvah as a Shivcha Kanana, she will remain a Shivcha Kanana for the rest of her life.
Under.
It
goes, right?
He has to keep mitzvahs, but poor lady is stuck with a Geisha husband.
Yeah, but I know, but she keeping, like...
Eva? I don't know, I wasn't... I have no idea what the guy's letting her keep.
So why, again, you said that to let her go, don't do it because it's public, but she was Jewish.
I'm trying to figure out what's
wrong. Before he let her go.
She wasn't Jewish, she was a Shivcha Kanana.
But she has to keep the mitzvahs. Does she keep the mitzvahs?
She's supposed to keep the mitzvahs. I don't know if he lets her. Again, it's one thing when she's a Shivcha Kanana and it's kept private. He doesn't make it. Once it's announced to the public that this lady got freed and she's a Jewish woman, he gets embarrassed. His friends are going to make fun of him that he's married to a Jewess. I'm trying to figure out what's so complicated.
No, I just want to know what is she doing with the...
She got captured by nobody wanted her life.
But she's bringing the Goy. Is she doing anything Jewish?
Whatever she can.
Whatever she can. She's saying to Hillel, what do you want me to do? I'll tell you. She got stuck with a Goyish husband in Afghanistan. She got captured and they were taken from Eretz Yisrael or from Bavel to Afghanistan. And she has a Goyish husband in Afghanistan. And the poor lady is crying and saying to Hillel that she's stuck with this guy. And there's nothing that she can do to resist. So they wanted to redeem her. And the guy didn't want to take any money. The Jewish community in Kabul wanted to redeem her. The guy didn't want to take any money. So they decided, if you tell everybody she's Jewish, he'll be embarrassed. So why don't we go for money? That was the tactic, to get her free so she can go back and be a living Jew.
Whether she's a Bat Yisrael or not, same mitzvah.
Whether, again, yes or no, meaning it's the same mitzvah, that doesn't mean people are willing to spend.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's on the same madrega as far as...
I don't know if it's the same madrega. If you have a choice, you have to redeem the Jewish lady first. There's a Mishnah in Masechtas Hurias that talks about pecking order. When there are two, who do you pick? If you have money for one and there's two captives, there's a pecking order of who goes first. So a Jewish woman would go before a Shem Chikanan. That doesn't mean there's no mitzvah by Shem Chikanan. The same Mishnah says if you have a Kayin and a Levi, you redeem the Kayin. If you have a limited amount of funds, the Gael and Isa, by the way. Two people walk into the hospital at the same time. Hospital Kalocha. And who do you treat? You have one machine. There's one machine. That's all the hospital has. They have to decide who to treat. One guy is 84 years old and he's a Kayin. And the other guy is a 32-year-old man and he's a Yisrael. Now in American hospitals, there's no doubt that they treat the Yisrael first, the 32-year-old first. Quality of life. In Halacha, the Kayin goes first. Unless he's dying and he's going to be dead, he's considered a trefa by now, and he's going to be dying within, he doesn't have a long life, then we put the Yisrael first. But if they're both in the same medical situation, except there's a 50-year discrepancy in age, Kayin, Kayin Levi, Levi, Kayin Yisrael. The Mishnah. In America, they would say the 32-year-old has years left. The 82-year-old guy, you know, I mean, he doesn't have much left. They would make the decision based on that. Now, here, Halacha says Kayin Kayin Malevi, Levi Kayin Yisrael, Yisrael. Now, I said they came in the same time because if one came in first, you're required to put him on the machine. Then, if the second guy walks in, you can't say, well, now I have a Kayin. You already started saving the Yisrael. It's a different story.
I thought who had better insurance would be the
answer. That might also be the answer.
But you said he walked in first or he started treatment first?
Pashtas, he walked in first. He was entitled to treatment first. But I'm not Pashtas, look at him like.
You have to take a medical ethics course every year.
What?
He's working for a hospital. I am required to take a medical ethics course about this insurance thing and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm sure the hospitals today go with quality of life. That's like a big, it's a big guy. I'm not, unfortunately, a lot of years hold the same thing, but you know, in Halacha.
What it really implies, like, in the Eretz Yisrael, by, what was the name of the hospital?
I don't know, which one are you advertising for today?
Today is for, I don't know, the hospital, Safi, what's that one called? They're always collecting money for. Which one? They actually do that.
Well, there, Halacha. That's based on Halacha.
Walks in first, they would do that.
Mina Yeshua is based on Halacha. So is Laniato.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. So is Shari, what's it called? Shari Tzedek.
Wow.
Those are Halacha based hospitals. The Mishnah, I don't, I'm just saying, but this is what the Mishnah says. So Shem Chikanan is the same as the Jewish lady, but in a pecking order, she's behind the Jewish lady. There was this maidservant in Pumpanitsa that became Abdi Ba'inchi Isura. Unfortunately, people were doing an Isra with her. She was a loose lady. She was a Shem Chikanan. There was nobody taking care of her to make sure that she's not offering her services to anybody who wants to use her. Amar Abaya, Ilav, the Amar Rav Yehuda, Mishmul, Kamashachar, Oivzabasei, not in the fact that it's us to free her, have a kafidil and lamar because we'll get to the Harusa. I would make him force her to free her. Then she could marry a Jewish man and he'll guard her. He'll make sure that she's not running around. This lady's running around. We have no way to... How do we stop it? The way you stop it is by getting her a marriage. But she can't get married. She's a Shifcha Kananis. And an Evet's not really married to her. So therefore, if not in the fact that it's us in a free in heaven, I would go to heaven freed. Ravina, I'm asking how might Rav Yehuda. I'm sorry. Can I just finish the next few lines? Ravina, I'm asking how might Rav Yehuda mishemilsa the yisura. Now, Rav Yehuda would agree you can get her freed here, because she's causing itzer for people. There are people being mitana with her. That's enough reason to allow her to free her. You're not allowed to free an eved for no reason. Here's a very, very valid reason.
Didn't
everyone
hold that?
That's what Ravina had. Now, the Gemara's going to talk, you know, we're midstream, I always say. Can't ask questions till we finish. Yes? What's your question?
When you talk about a loose shifkat, it's because the master allows her to be with other men.
It's because...
She's not allowed to really go out and be loose. Is she? I'm asking.
Again, she's like a single girl who has nobody watching her, who's loose. It's not nice. It's a law, maybe. The law of the Torah is not to be a loose woman.
So she has that law. In other words, the looseness that you said, we're talking about, we're the master giving her many men.
What's the law?
No, the master's not controlling her. It's private life. She works for him. She cooks in the kitchen from 6 in the morning to 9 at night. What she does after 9 at night doesn't care.
What makes her loose? In other words...
Because she has no husband.
So she would be the same thing as a Jewish girl?
Again, but at the same degree of love, I'm not sure. But it might be a lot.
What if it's on the man? On the regular
year? You know, I live with Shem Kanan, it's a year Kaddish.
The
love, yeah.
These might not be Jewish men. These might be
Shem Kanan. Again, it seems that she was being mocked people in an Isser. Eved Kanani would not be Usser. If it were Eved Kanani, it wouldn't be Usser to live with her. That's how Shem Kananis, they live with Avadim Kananim. She was living with Jewish men. Rashi, a Jewish husband would guard her. Does Abaya argue in the concept to save an Isser? You can free somebody? It's Mashma Abaya didn't go for that. And Ravina said, I would free her. But wouldn't Abaya agree? There was a woman who was half free and half in heaven. Now she was in the worst shape. She couldn't even marry an Eved Kanani. Right? She couldn't even marry an Eved Kanani because she's half free. So she was stuck without anybody. The kavu was Rabbi Vasa ben Chayrin. Now the question is why? So let her not get married. A woman has no chiyuv to get married. Men have a chiyuv to get married. Women don't have a chiyuv, so let her not get married. It's because she was loose. That's why he freed her. So we see clearly that for Esther, to avoid people living with her, we free her. That way she can marry a Jewish husband who will take care of her. And for the Gemara Hachihashta, Abaya holds that the cases are not comparable. Because Hasam Loyla Evet Chazia, Loyla Ben Chayrin Chazia. In the case of Chazi Evet Chazi Ben Chayrin, there was no solution. There was no one who he could count on take care of this lady. Because she can't have anybody. Hacha, Ebshad the Miyagad al-Avda Mintala. Abaya holds. Listen, she's a Shifcha Kananis. Call the master in and say to him, listen, your Shifcha is not behaving appropriately. Give her an Eved. Let that Eved become her de facto husband. And let him take care of her. If she had somebody that she recognizes as a husband, she would be fine. Give her one. Give her a husband. If you have a father, give her one. There is no solution. Abaya is not saying that Esther is not enough. He's saying there's a different solution available. And Ravina holds, you can't count on an Eved to watch a Shifcha wife because it's not really a marriage. And Abaya holds, an Eved will take care of the Shifcha.
Why?
Because the master told them, this is your Shifcha. She is yours now to live with for the next 25 years. Okay, so he views her as a wife.
And the master can tell Evan, this is part of your job to take care of her? Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, why not?
That's what I'm saying.
Rashi. The couple of rabbit mishlaitz a ruyah loy leavid loy bechayr. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Mishum it's a mifkid apiri hirivi. She's not commanded to get married. Mitokshlo it's a ruyah loy shem yechedes leish. No man was in charge of her. We not gonna have kibbutz nuts. Period.
Is that a Hebrew word?
What?
Phlegish, the word phlegish.
Where's phlegish?
I'm just saying we call them phlegish. What does that come
from? Where do you come? Where do you see the word phlegish here?
No, I'm just that we're using that name for Amsa.
No.
What is a phlegish? Isn't that the same?
Phlegish is a Jewish woman that you marry in a semi-marriage, whatever that means. Phlegish Rishayim. It has nothing to do with this again.
Oh, I thought it was the same thing. Okay.
Nothing. Pelegis is a free Jewish woman who somebody is willing to marry without responsibilities of husband and wife to a certain extent. She's willing to settle for less than a marriage, less than a regular marriage.
Oh, she's a super.
It's a machlokes. Rashi and Chumash says, like Kedusha, like Suba.
Right. It's not a...
Ban argues. It's really nothing to do here.
Where
it's like...
Where are you going? I thought it was...
Where are you
going? No, nothing. Okay. It's a Jewish man, it's a Jewish lady, who have a different sort of marriage. Hagar was a Pelegish Avraham. The Gam Lebnei HaPelakshim. Hagar and Keturah. If you learn there were two different women, if not, why did the Torah write Rabim? I don't know. You'll have to talk to Avram Cohen and his Sefer. He deals with the question. That's not the game now. But.
He also had about earlier, in the previous day, that we wanted to keep people away from doing Yisurim. He also did the Yisura. The Yisura was on the Jewish men.
And on her.
Oh, and on her?
If he can't marry her, she can't marry him.
The
Yisurim
was not just on the
men,
it was
yes. her also.
Yes. Isn't it a law to free her? That's right. No. The reason is, the Rishayim speak out, that the Yisur, I'm getting this one sheet to the Rishayim, it's not like this, is that the only Yisur to free her is if you're freeing her for no reason. But if you have a valid reason to free her, there's no answer. According to the Ramban, if the Eved saved the guy's life, and he wants to show Makaras HaTayyeh by freeing him, he's allowed to. Because he's doing it for a reason, a valid reason. So, keep it from Isser is considered a valid reason. Abai is just saying here, there's another way to do it. Gufa. Amar Yehuda Mishmul Kama Shakra Abda Ever Basay. Anybody who frees his Eved is Ever Basay, Shinemar, La'ilam Behem Tavoidu. Meisre. Meisre Barab Lezer Shinichnus Bele Sakneses Ulevatsa Sarah. Rabbi Eliezer walked into Shul and he didn't find a minion. Vishikra Abdai, Vishlima La Sarah. And he freed his Eved and he made a minion. How could he do that? Zakta Gemara Mitzvah Shaini. Did it for the mitzvah. Since he did it for the mitzvah, that's not violating the assay. The Gemara in Gittin and Bracha speaks out that it's mitzvah the Rabim Shaini. That it would have been a regular mitzvah, he would not have freed the Eved. But because it was a mitzvah the Rabim, therefore he freed the Eved.
Did you say that?
The Gemara in Bracha.
Can it be all Tanai?
No Tanai. Wouldn't you free?
Can it be Lisbon?
No.
Can't?
No, it's like divorcing a woman. Can you divorce her for a day?
No,
is the answer. No, you can't. Right, so over here, the Rosh Tainas. Davening with a minion is a drabonon, if it's a chiyav. So why was he freeing her for a mitzvah drabonon? Okay, so that's what I want to say, because it's a mitzvah drabonon, even though it's a drabonon, it's a need. But the Rosh says it was Shaparsha Zachar.
Oh my gosh.
Parsha Zachar, which is a deraisa. Therefore, he freed her. But it makes opens up a lot. It opens up a huge sugya, because can you free an Eved on Shabbos? Teretz says Parsha Zachar doesn't have to be on Shabbos. It has to be once a year. We do it on Shabbos. Like Avram says, if you miss Shabbos, you yaitzev with the Kriyas HaTorah Purim. Right? So it was Purim. But the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't understand how you can be yaitzev with the Kriyas HaTorah Purim. They want to bring this Raya. According to the Rush, he freed him for Parshas Zachar. Stomach for Purim. But no Raya. It could have been Parshas Zachar on a Thursday. They could have decided to read Kiseitze, because once a year you have to remember Machias HaMolek. So they could have remembered whatever it was. They decided to do it. They needed a minyan.
He said Zohar by Kriya. So you can do Kriya any time of the year. To be
once a year.
I know, but it could be in the middle of winter.
Yes.
No, it has to be during the partial reading.
No. You can be Yaitz anytime.
Anytime. So what was the hurry over here?
Obviously it was at the end of the year, according to the Rush. That's what they want to say. It was like he had to do it by then. Again, I don't know details, but that's what they want to say.
I would say, Rebbe, you should tell your class.
Yeah, okay.
The next bar mitzvah. What are you, poor Torah? This is interesting stuff. A lot of times the bar mitzvah kids speak, they don't know what they're saying. I don't understand what they're saying. This is interesting stuff to say.
I think you should teach people bar mitzvah, Torah.
I'm busy with other things like bathrooms.
I think you should teach people this thing.
Because you're there.
If somebody didn't have a minion, he couldn't just lane Parshas Zachar from the Torah himself.
It's a big shiloh. That's the shiloh. That's the kash and the rush. Where do you see you need a minion for Parshas Zachar? Yeah. The rush says you need a minion.
They can't be women, obviously.
This is the raid. Avraham Cohen is writing him up for a bar mitzvah shiloh for the Eilim.
For my next child.
Painical.
Don't worry, they're speaking on Parshas Zachar.
That this is the kash of the rush. Where did the rush get that you need a minyan for Parshas Zachar? We tell women who can't make it to shul, open up a chumash and say Parshas Zachar.
Why not just say there are times
when
the
rice? Meaning if there's an eighth Torah.
Yeah.
Why do you need a minyan? Who said you need a minyan? It's a drabonim. Tefillah is a deraisa. Daven yourself. Minyan is a drabonim. There's no deraisa ever to have a minyan for davening. The rush is mechadesh that for Parshas Zachar you need a minyan. And the kash is, where did he get that from? That's not a deraisa. Kaddish is not a deraisa either. So again, so you're back to the question.
But I'm saying you don't need Parshas Zachar.
Yes, you do if you want to make it a deraisa. That's not a deraisa. The question is, will a mitzvah drabbanon be enough of a need to free an eved? So some rishonim say yes. The Rush says no.
And if the drabbanon wouldn't be enough?
Not to free an eved. It's a deraisa. You want to do a mitzvah drabbanon, that doesn't qualify as a need. That's what some rishonim, that's a lot of rishonim say it does. The Rush says no, it has to be a deraisa. So he says it was Shabbos Zachar. It was Parsha, reading Shabbos Zachar, reading the Parsha of Zachar. There are many kashas on the Rush. A, was it Shabbos? B, who told you you need a minyan for Parsha Zachar? Where'd you get that from?
What's the answer freeing would
be? Lailah Mem Tavoidu.
No, freeing on Shabbos.
You free something, it's a kinyan.
No, freeing is a...
Not allowed to give a word.
What?
You're making a kinyan.
I'm making a kid.
Well, when you give something to somebody, you're also being machnet to him. So he does
Bran Tzom. That's not more of a mitzvah.
No.
What?
I mean, you must be hanging around the ground. I mean, Dr. Harris is getting out of hand.
He's hanging around the kitchen at University Hospital. That's the problem over there.
Yes. Okay.
Why is Robin? How do we know that Robin is this?
That's what the Gemara answers in Brachas.
Is there a car over there for it?
The Gemara is saying it's a chashivas of a mitzvah derab.